Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the video conference of ClearSale. We'll discuss the results for the third quarter of 2024. All participants are connected only as listeners. To do questions, please send them in the chat located on the left-hand side of the screen. It will be answered later on in the Q&A session. The video presentation is being transmitted simultaneously via internet, via webcast. The recording is available on the website of RI of the company and ri.clear.sale. Presentation of the slides, which will be utilized, is also available on the site, the investor relations site of the company, and in the site of the CVM. Before continuing, I would like to clarify that any declarations that may be made during this conference relative to the perspectives, business perspectives of the company constitute predictions based on the current expectations of the management. These expectations are subject to changes due to macroeconomic conditions, risks, market risks, and other factors. Future considerations are not guarantees of performance and involve risks, uncertainties, and premises, as they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. General economic conditions and industry conditions and other operational factors may affect the future results of the company, as well as leading to results that differ materially from those expressed in future considerations. With us today, we have Eduardo Mônaco, CEO, Alessandro Mafra, CFO, and Renan Ikemoto, Director of Investor Relations. Initially, Mônaco will make comments about the strategic highlights of this period. And after that, Mafra will talk about the financial results of ClearSale. And after that, we will be available together with Signor Ikemoto to answer any questions which may be made. I would now like to pass the word to Senator Eduardo. Please, Mônaco, please go ahead. And hello to everyone. It's a great pleasure to receive you all again for the presentation of results of ClearSale, now focused on the third quarter of 2024. I wanted to start my opening message, saying that we are working very hard on two major fronts. Since the announcement that we made to the market of the business combination with Serasa Experience, and I'm going to talk a little more about this process. We signed a merger agreement on the 3rd of October, and on the 4th of October, you received the material fact in the media. Immediately after that, we worked within numerous processes that involved the process of signing and before closing, and one of the relevant processes, the CAGI process, in which on the 21st of December, we protocoled, the 21st of October, we protocoled the edital for all of the necessary paperwork with the deadline for the manifestation of third parties, which expired a few days ago, at the beginning of November. Beyond that, we've had a diligent, very strong care with all the preceding conditions of this business deal. And there, closing the period of all of the processes necessary, we called a assembly. And I would say that this process has happened naturally. We have done done it seriously and dedicated all of the necessary processes so that this business combination will bring the desired fruits and that everyone will be told at the correct moment. Beyond that, we have continued our work conducting our business with focus on our strategic pillars, which are not new to you. I would like to repeat them. We're very focused on maintaining our growth in new sales. And you'll see in this, once you have one more quarter of good numbers in that direction, so that we can continue sharing with the market all of our new products and in the new ClearSale, and a very great diligence in costs and expenses, continue our trajectory of seeking a position of healthy cash position and a company that will generate cash in the future with growth. Always focused and based on our pillars of diversification, whether it be products or clients, simplification of our processes of starting with technology, and a constant search for scale and profitability. Understanding that it's a process, a continuous process of evolution, and that we do this looking at a company with healthy growth and sustainable in the medium term. Now, as always, I would like to call Mafra, our CFO, to demonstrate all of the numbers of the quarter to you. Mafra, thank you, Mônaco. Good morning to everyone, and thank you very much for your presence. Now we're going to pass the financial results of the third quarter from the first 9 months of 24. starting on slide five of the operational indicators, our churn rate annualized was a 4.7% in the 9 months ending in this quarter, presenting a worsening by 2.2 percentage point in Brazil. The churn, annualized churn of the 9 months to date with the international was based on one large client. The lifetime rate of churn is 21 years. Below, we show the evolution of our clients. We started with 7,374 active clients transactionally, sending 77% in Brazil transactions, 19% in international transactions, and 4% in the application fund fraud. In relation to the beginning of the year, we had a net gain of 216 clients and 119 clients in relation to the quarter, the previous quarter. On the right-hand side, we bring the IMR, MMR of new sales for recurring sales, recurring monthly sales, and we see these recurring clients. The question we will generate for ClearSum monthly for the next, for the coming periods. In the 9 months to date, the MRR of new sales was 7.8 million, growth of 37.4%, presenting growth in all areas of business. The MRR of new sales for monthly recurring with more predictability of future consumption totaled 6.1 million AIs, which annualized would mean an annual rate of 72.9 million per year. An important part of next year's planning based on the sales of 2024. The MRR recurrence, non-monthly recurrence, is 1.7 million AIs, predominantly based on the business unit of application fraud. In relation to our gross income of new sales, we summed 21.3 million in third quarter, presenting growth of 29.2%, led by the performance of sales, of recurring monthly sales in Brazilian transactions, which grew by 49.3% for the year. These new sales, recurring new sales and application fraud. International transaction totaled 1.9 million reais in the third quarter, with growth of 44.9%. The year to date, the gross revenue of new sales totaled 47.6 million reais, representing an annual growth of 46.8%. And next slide, talking about net revenue. The net revenue, total net revenue was 114 million reais in the third quarter, a fall of 4.1%, reflecting a tendency in the reduction of this annual number compared to previous quarters. In the year to date, the net revenue was 344.9 million, a fall of 6.9%. In the third quarter of 2024, the transactional revenue in Brazil was 67.4 million, quarterly growth of 0.9% due to a better seasonality in new sales and an annual fall off of 9.3%, representing a reduction in the rhythm of those contracted in previous quarters, principally due to the fall in sales in great market, large marketplaces, as can be seen in the graph on the right. In the international transactional, the net revenue reached $202.5 million or 13.7 million reais in the third quarter, an annual reduction of 22% in dollars or 11.4% in real, while in the year to date, it totals $8.5 million or 44.3 million reais, a fall of 19.3% in dollars or 16% in reais. The annual drop-off was explained by the explanation by cleaning our base of clients and current based on good new clients and the churn of one large client in the quarter. The line of application fraud revenue was 33.4 million reais in the third quarter, growth of 12.8% and a quarterly fall of 8.8%. Annual growth is explained by the performance on the new sales and by the carrying forward the sale done in the past. The fall quarterly was due to the larger recognition of revenue in the third quarter of last year. And year to date, we have 102.9 million, an annual growth of 13.2%. It's important to note that the effect of the componentization and repositioning of our solutions has impacted temporarily the revenue from the base. However, the number of consultations of 34.2% in the first 9 months. In the third quarter, the stability in volume is due to the lower volume of the non-recurrence of non-monthly components in one of our clients. Looking at slide 8, we bring the costs and expenses. In the table on the right, we can see the capture of the benefits of diverse plans implemented out during the recent quarters. Costs and expenses reached 129.3 million reais in the third quarter, a fall of 11.3% in relation to the previous year. In the year to date, the costs and expenses total 377.1 million, a fall of 41.7, a reduction of 41.7 compared to the same period of the previous year. Looking at slide 9, gross revenue and EBITDA, ex-LIP, with the result on what we had a gross margin of 40.4% in Brazil, 36.3% in the consolidated in the third quarter. Additionally, our gross profit of 41.5 million, an addition of 5.7 million AIs in relation to the previous year. The EBITDA indicator, excluding ILP, which does not have a cash effect, reached minus 10.2 million, a reduction in EBITDA of 9.9%, representing an annual improvement of 7.4%. Looking at slide 10 and looking at cash flow, we had a generation of operating cash of 22.7 million in third quarter. In the year to date, we had operational cash generation of 45.2 million. Below that, in the flow of cash, we've had a reduction in investments in the order of 22.5 million in the third quarter, 19.8 million for the year compared to the previous year. This reduction is principally due to the line of development and reflects the restructuring strategy realized in September of the last year. In the upper right-hand corner, we closed third quarter of 24 with a debt of 4.2 million. Amortization of 6.2 million in debt in the third quarter. Finally, we finalized the quarter with 359 million in cash, a consumption of 10 million for the year. Nonetheless, this considering the payment of PLR referenced to the year of 2023, we'll have generated 9.9 million. I would like to now call Monaco for its final consideration to close. I would like to point out the relevant points. Firstly, we have accompanied the transaction very closely, seeking a closing. Secondly, we are continuing with a pillar of diversification, deleveraging, scalability, profitability, with a principal focus on the company, a process of strategic transaction, which we have done. And I would like to point out that within this process, the importance of the growth of new sales, which reached in the 9 months of this year, growth of 47% year on year. And we continue with the process of deceleration in the fall of revenue, principally in Brazil, in the Brazil transactional, where we have done the transition into a more relevant way with the reduce our dependence. And finally, just pointing out that all of the reductions that we have done in costs, when we look at year on year over the last 9 months, we reduced more than 41 million reais in costs and expenses. Our EBITDA is before the LP was better than 22 million better this year. And we generate operating cash in the third quarter or one more quarter in which we're able to do this process. And the generation of net cash in the quarter is also a highlight with 4.5 million reais generated. I would now like to open up for any questions and answers. And we're here with Mafra, Renan, just available to answer any questions that you might have. Good morning, everyone. Our first question is from Christian. Talking about the Kaji. Have you confirmed this information? This is Mafra. Thank you for your question. We had a very good news. Monday morning was approved with no restrictions. The transaction was approved with no restrictions. And in fact, it's already been public on Monday. Okay. We have no more questions at the moment. The IR team is at your service. I'm going to pass it over to Mafra for his final comments. So, Mafra, good morning, everyone. Thank you for your presence. And we said that we are continue focused. We have our principal efforts to reduce costs, to have a company which, through the new sales, will have a new type of products which you're releasing, and also the management of our cash. Finally, I'd also like to say that we here, especially our holding of the company, we're very committed to the process underway to bring it forward to the closing. And all of our assistants will do this as tranquilly and carefully as possible. Thank you all very much for your presence. Thank you all.